It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Oh, sometimes life throws you curveballs, and sometimes they're really awesome. So Dave Dameshek is going to join us here momentarily on the show. He is in our portal. He's looking a little haggard, if I can be honest. I don't know if this is like the best I've ever seen Dave look now. Well, only Dameshek, because that's kind of like our thing, is to go back and forth with each other on that. So Dameshek's going to join us momentarily on the show. So P squared B squared is coming up momentarily. We'll start at 20 minutes from now. Ken and my breakdown of Championship Sunday in the National Football League with the Rams and the Niners, and of course the Chiefs and the Bengals. We'll carry that over into hour number three. So full breakdown of Conference Championship Sunday is on the way. But for now, we bring on the aforementioned Dave Dameshek of the Extra Points Podcast Network. He hosts the Minus Three podcast, which is awesome. I've been on it before. He is on Twitter at Dameshek. And I think maybe the perfect person to bring on to put into historical context the great weekend we just watched and then spin it forward to Championship Sunday. Dave, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Happy magnificent Football Monday. Nick and Ken, how you doing?
Well, I was feeling good. I was still coming down from the football high, and then I get attacked verbally by you, a person who received a Shecky Award a number of weeks ago as our favorite football talk, non-football playing guest on Minus Three, all through the 2021 calendar year. And this is the pay, the return pay I get. Outrageous. Not cool.
Start promoting cool. Nick as Shecky Award winner. That's good. I didn't even know we could add that to the, do you have it? Is it on your mantle, Nick, behind you? Where is it located?
Well, if I get a physical one, then it will right. definitely be there. But I mean, I feel like when I get a word like that, it's just like, yeah, I mean, of course, man.
Right. It's an Oscar, and Damashek's just holding up the orb instead. It's just
a who else would win it? Will Brinson? I mean, come on, Shaq.
That's a conversation for another time. I'm happy to indulge it, but let's talk about the weekend. What a weekend of games.
Well, best one ever, in your opinion?
Yeah. Is it the best one ever?
Best single weekend of football games? Yeah. I mean, one through four, all dynamite. There, we can debate what postseason might have been better, but yeah, that Bills Chiefs game is on the very short list. You know, I'm older than you guys, and am obsessed with ranking all things. And my favorite games before this weekend were the 81 Chargers v Dolphins classic shootout divisional round, Fouts versus Don Strock in relief. Yeah, that's that game. It was a battle of German place kickers. Uwe von Schaumann versus Rolf Benerschke shooting it out with their right toes. And then the start of the Niners dynasty in 81 when they vanquished by a point the dynasty of the 70s in the NFC, the Cowboys. Those were my two favorite games. This one just might trump both of those and go to the top of my list of the greatest postseason game I've ever seen.
Dave, I'm curious, and in addition to it being sort of historical, the gambling ramifications were, like, obviously extensive. We were talking in the last segment about, like, every prop over was basically decided in that crazy final two-minute stretch. The total looked a little in doubt, especially in the first half. There was a lot of scoring, but things were a little on edge there. And then obviously the fourth quarter and the final 2 minutes happened. How did, like, gambling-wise, how did you kind of interact with the game? Like, what were your bets, and did you end up with some of the sweats that we've heard about from people?
Well, yeah, I mean, that was, I think, like 98% of football fans, I was all over the over with Bills and Chiefs. I was pointing at that all week long as the easiest, breeziest bet out there in the divisional round. And yeah, when it was 7-7, but once it got to 14-7, it suddenly, a calm came over me. This is going to hit because the Bills are going to go down, and they immediately did. And then you go to the half at 28, and I thought, I have all the hand-wringing for 30 minutes. This is everybody's obsession, and it's going to come through just fine. The second half, so there's going to be more scoring. And so there was. So yeah, that worked out neatly. And it really does point to, I get that most fan bases right now are kind of throwing their hands in the air and saying, well, we never have a chance of winning a Super Bowl again until Mahomes and Josh Allen are out of the league. By the way, there's a game in 6 days from now in which Patrick Mahomes can lose because there's another real deal there in Joe Burrow coming to town, and they already beat them once. And I am real big, fellas. Lockie, I defer to you to break this down for me. It's not a perfect theory, but
okay, I'm on the spot here. All right, what's the theory?
You want to talk trends?
Do we?
Am I Mr. Trend? Is that why I need to be referred to on this? Why am I?
No. If you want to get into the more ethereal stuff, okay. I have the curse.
Let's get ethereal. Let's do it.
And yeah. when you're when when you're supposed to win the game, there's a lot more pressure on you than there is on the other side. And its latest victim was one Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau. He had everything going for him. It's not enough to play Jimmy G to break even. Clutch is a myth. You don't elevate your play in the postseason, but what you can't do if you're the whole team, if you're the whole franchise, you can't drop off from the level that you have established over the course of the regular season. That's what Aaron Rodgers has consistently done. His apologists, like, it's not his fault, it's the defense. If you're the man and you're making that bank, you must cover up the warts and all. You failed to do it. Ergo, you suffered the curse of Sposta. Now, the more
I blame
trendy,
the woke mob, just for the record, when it concerns Rodgers. Please go
blame
on.
Blame a lot of things.
Well, I'm join the party. I'm waiting to hear Aaron Rodgers tick off everybody else who's to blame for what just happened in Lambeau. I'm sure that we're going to hear that in the coming weeks. But a trend that I've kind of identified here is that it feels like, well, because it is, the consistency of result when the same two teams play each other over the last two or three years is hard to ignore. And depending on how much you buy that, I almost feel like you have to take, or if you myself self-validating, I almost have to take the Bengals and the Niners based on that, because Shanny plainly owes McVay. And if you want to sprinkle in a little curse of Sposta, the Rams are certainly the team that's supposed to do it. This is much more a legacy game and all that for Matthew Stafford. I would go so far as to say he wins this one, he's in the Hall of Fame. He doesn't just get a Super Bowl trip. He also earns a trip to Canton.
Just to winning the NFC Championship? I'm not saying so. I disagree.
I think so.
It was a goal. Yeah. I described it as a gold jacket throw to cup, like at the end of the game yesterday against Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Short list of greatest deep balls given the stakes in the history of football. It goes back to Namath throwing it over the over the Raiders on the way to the AFL title that took him to play the Colts in Super Bowl III. Bradshaw, a couple of huge throws in the fourth quarter to beat the Cowboys in 10 and the Rams in 14. And a very short list of other candidates for that honor. But I mean, one of the all-time things, nails throw by Stafford. And by the way, Burrow with a nails throw when the ball gets turned over with 20 seconds to go, to throw that strike at the sidelines with the season basically hanging there in the balance. Impressive stuff. But the Bengals did beat, as did we talk about this? I think me and Costos talked about this one. Okay. That was a Gold Star Dave pick, was that the Bengals were going to beat the Chiefs outright in that one. And people scoffed at that. And I was right there. I know flipping it from Cincy to KC is a major difference there. But do you buy where I'm heading here? That it's not a fluke.
I hear you.
When one team beats the other team, that the weird thing is assuming, well, it'll be different this time.
Well, the short answer is he doesn't buy it, but I'll let him give you the longer answer.
It's not that I don't buy it. I mean, I liked the Rams a little bit more yesterday against Tampa because the two McVay Todd Bowles regular season meetings the last 2 years have been really specific, like Goff and Stafford both grew for a ton of yards. So I think it could be part of the handicap, right? But is it like I'm going to the betting window and the only thing I need to know is what has happened when the teams have played historic? Like it can be one thing, right? It can't be the only thing. So the example of that that's pretty perfect and on the nose here is the Bills throttled the Chiefs earlier this regular season, absolutely wrecked them in Kansas City. And like in no way did this game play out anywhere close to how that game played out. Right. I mean, the Bills obviously had a lot of success offensively in both games, but the Chiefs offense was completely different in both games. And that was in the same season, like forget previous meetings, previous seasons or whatever. Like this was actually one where the players for the most part stayed the same. And yet you still had a completely different result. So as many times as we have the Shanahan owns McVay, or the Bengals won their previous meeting, so like they're not going to be phased by facing Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. I could just as easily throw, I mean, the one that comes to the top of the head is just Buffalo, Kansas City. I'm sure there are others just in terms of like, I wouldn't put too much Alabama, Georgia, national championship and the SEC championship. Like what on earth was
I didn't say it applies to college football, smarty pants. I said pro football, and that's a good one. But by the way, the Mahomes and where's he rank? And that was an all-time shootout and all that kind of talk. And of course, that should be the headline in an all-time like you know, which side of the ledger did you fall on if you're one of these teams? Like, if you're the Packers right now, like, what are you supposed to do? Do you try to run it back with Rodgers? Do you want to run it back? Or do you want to purge him and get what you can get for 12 and see if you can, in fact, move on to the next era there? You know, you're a couple weeks behind where the Colts were and, you know, and all these teams that are now suddenly wringing their hands here. But the transformation of the Chiefs, there aren't very many teams. That's a very specific example. I'm trying to put an asterisk to combat your point, Lockie. But okay. It's really weird what happened with the Chiefs this year. I know it's easy to like, I'm big on the 30,000 foot view and don't overreact. And what you believe in, what you believed in August is going to play out over the 4 months. I'm generally pretty big on that. But the Chiefs, I mean, they went from the worst defense you've ever seen to being halfway decent, at least until they played another superhero QB on Sunday night. And the other thing is they just eliminated the turnovers. I mean, how do you account for that? That was weird. And that's kind of how you and that's the thing. That's why to sort of look ahead to this AFC title game, it's weird to look at the number and see that the total on the Bengals Chiefs is higher than what the Bills Chiefs total was, except that you realize that Burrow's not a turnover machine himself. And it does matter that I'm getting tired of the phrase, this guy doesn't blink, but he doesn't blink. I think most guys would feel like this is a pretty good, competent team, good offense and everything else. But it's keep up with the Chiefs factor that spooks most teams, that forces them to try to jam a throw or three in over the course of 60 minutes. I just don't think Burrow is fazed by that. I think he could trade blows.
Here's the question, just like Allen did. I do want to ask this question then. You bet BetQL Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Magnificent Football Monday, Dave Damashek with us, Extra Points Podcast Network, the -3 podcast. It sounds to me like, Dave, we got like 3 minutes to go here, that you think we're going to get a Super Bowl 16 and a Super Bowl 23 rematch with the Niners and the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'll let you either confirm or deny that for us here, but it sounds like you like both road teams to go and win outright this weekend, or at the very least cover the spread. Is that how you are leaning here? We got about 3 minutes to go here in the interview.
Costos, I'm just here to ask questions, man. There's nothing.
No,
not
that's actually my job, just to ask
the
question.
I'm a critical thinker. I'm looking at it from both sides. I'm trying to engage all viewpoints and reach the dirt.
Who's going to win on Sunday, the Chiefs or the Bengals?
On the money line, I'm certainly not going to go against the Chiefs in this gigantic
spot. Who are you taking against the spread?
Has to be Cincy. You have to be betting Cincy. After that impassioned case that you just made for like 10 minutes, you have to be betting Cincy in the game.
I mean, +7.
We're hemming and hawing now? Come on.
I'll take the Bengals. Okay. I floated my theory to see how it came down.
You're pretty confident.
I'm going to take the Bengals.
What is this +7. Like when Seinfeld tests his material with Elaine, like in his apartment before he goes out into this comedy? Like, you better take the Bengals after
what's
that.
What's the deal with Burrow?
Hold on to my picks.
What's the deal with blinking? This guy thinks he's in a Clockwork Orange and he's playing in another game. Who's winning, the Rams or the 49ers in the NFC Championship game? Who are you betting? Rams now a 3-point favorite at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers.
Man, this is so hard. So Bengals, I feel good about +7. Man, oh man. It's spooky that the Rams are at home and it's a field goal, which is ominous given that their field goal kicker just came up short from 47 in SEC country. It's not like you can blame it on the weather outside. I will... Just to be, you know, a regional kind of a homer here, since I'm in SoCal, I will take the Rams. But this storyline, the run-up to this game with Niners fans trying to get tickets is going to be the most fun thing. To see if they can hide themselves, their allegiances until they get into the stadium and all that. This is a great side story. I know the East Coast doesn't care as much about West Coast rivalries, but from Giants and Dodgers playing in October 2021 for now it to be Rams and Niners is great stuff. I love what it all means because of the legacy stuff. I love the Shanny v McVay factor upcoming here. I think it's much more important for the Rams given what they did in mortgaging their future that this game has to feel like we must win this game. And that's a major factor, you would think, going forward, that applies some real pressure to the home team.
One word answer, because we're running out of time. Which coach do you trust more, Shanahan or McVay, in the big spot on Sunday?
Shanahan.
I agree, man. That was a two-word answer. You said Shanahan twice. Dave Damashek's awesome. His podcast is awesome. The Minus Three podcast is part of the Extra Points Podcast Network with our friend, Cousin Sal. Dave is tremendous. His guests are tremendous. It's great gambling analysis, great sports talk. We love you, buddy. He is on Twitter at Damashek. Again, check out the Extra Points Podcast Network and the Minus Three podcast. My friend, best of luck this week. You better take the Bengals and the Niners after that rant, and we'll talk to you soon.
I like the Steelers. I have to bet the Bengals now. I don't know. I'm morally conflicted in the next time we pivot. Right.
Okay.
We're out of time. All right. P squared B squared from Ken and myself on Championship Sunday coming up next.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.